You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's time for us to speak to Odette Butcher about all things digital and online and the like. And there's a reason why we played White Wedding. Do you have any idea why we would have played White Wedding?
I'm not sure. Not sure. Hello, hello.
Because some of us, one of us, okay, just decides, like, all of a sudden, we will just
go and get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 week I'm talking to you on the radio, and the next thing someone shows me a post on Facebook, because I don't look at Facebook, but somebody showed me, Judy showed me.
And now she's married.
She said, did Odette get married? I said, not to my knowledge. And apparently the photographs told the story.
There I was.
Just like that. Just eloped.
Yeah, I have a nice little tagline for that. It was like, no fuss, just us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There you go.
Yeah.
No drama.
So now tell me, did Mike have any say in this?
Of course he did.
Did he? Okay.
Because when it comes to price, eloping is probably a tenth of the price of a big white wedding.
Yeah, it is. It is. So he is in agreement with all of this.
Yes.
Good, he's the guy you married.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he would have needed to be on board with the whole thing.
Absolutely.
So I think we need to explain to people that you're an orphan.
Yes.
Yes. And that at one point you asked somebody to be your stepdad.
You.
Yeah. Would it be nice if someone told me?
Well, I was just a bit worried you might be cross, you know, because there's that hesitancy in asking dads to do stuff like this.
So me and Mike could have words.
You can take it up with Mike. For sure. I've got nothing to do with this.
Odette, congratulations to both of you. You're a wonderful couple. You really are. Mike's a great guy. One of the most compassionate people I know. He really is. And the two of you are good together. They really are.
Except when I want to go away from my races by myself. But that's another bridge to cross.
Why do you go away on your races on your own and leave him behind?
Yeah.
Then he's understandably sad.
He needs to come to the party because that's not going to stop.
What party does he need to come to? He can just like stay at home, go on his bike.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'll keep telling him that.
All right. All right. Well, it's nice. And you're looking radiant. You really
Thank
are.
You.
So now down to business.
Down to business.
What are you going to talk to us about this afternoon?
So today I'm going to be chatting about some top content theme ideas for blogging, for social media, for content creation, for video marketing. Predominantly, it will be for social media, but some of these themes will lend very well for video marketing and just content marketing in general. I think a lot of us let social media just take over our lives as business owners, and we just find ourselves faffing and fussing in our social media feeds and just really struggling to get inspiration on what we need to be posting. So because I'm a very busy business owner myself, I do not have all day to be messing around in social media. In fact, the less I'm in there, the better, because we need to be focusing on selling, generating turnover, and working on our businesses. So here are some theme ideas for 2022. Is you could create a whole series of posts where you introduce the business. Just introduce your business. You could also create a whole series of posts which would be dependent on what it is that you do in terms of coming soon, some teaser content. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've had some products that are bestsellers and they've been out of stock for a while and you're expecting a big shipment. You could tease your followers by saying what is coming soon so that they start getting their credit cards ready. Just a best practice tip here that 80% of our posts should be informational and 20% should be salesy. So keep that in mind when you're putting your themes together, that you would have product-specific product posts as well. And it's okay to be salesy. Okay, so we post on from a Monday to a Friday, and on a Wednesday would be our sales post day. So you would include that in your themes where you would be focused on actually selling one of your products or doing a direct promotion of one of your services that you offer. Tuesday for us is a testimonial Tuesday kind of day. And that's where we would have a screen grab of an independent review received on Google or maybe on WhatsApp. And we would literally just push one of those into the feed, a screen grab, because people believe other customers and it is authentic, because it's not something that you've put onto a pretty creative slide and then you wonder if you made it up.
Okay, let me ask this question before, don't lose your train of thought. Mm. When you talk about a screen grab and posting it onto social media, for argument's sake, mm-hmm. we have a WhatsApp line that comes into the studio.
Yes.
Very often people are complimentary. Here's a yes. lovely message about Jacques, the guy that was on before me.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely message about Jacques and what he does and all that kind of stuff. If we clip that and put it on social media on our Facebook page, yes. no problem.
No problem. What I would do, though, is I would hide the person's name and phone number.
Yeah.
So when you're doing your screen grab or your upload to social media, just make sure that you haven't included the person's name, that it's anonymous.
Okay.
But the thing is, your followers will still see that it's authentic.
Yeah. They will, yeah. Okay. All right.
And remember that for Instagram, there's no way to leave reviews on Instagram about a business. So we have a story highlight button. Mm. So we add the reviews into the actual feed, and then you would attach it to your story highlights as reviews. So if people are on Instagram and they want to see your reviews, they can go there and see all of them.
Next question about that before you go any further.
Mm.
There are a lot of people, they haven't got many nice things to say about me. So if that comes up on the feed, we can put that up too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right,
exactly.
That's cool.
But I doubt that. Yeah. I'm sure people have a lot of really cool things to say about you, or they'll have to speak to their daughter. Your daughter.
No, what I'm saying is, if it is negative comment, that is something that you're going to improve. That's what I'm basically saying.
Yes, because part of dealing with reviews is that people need to see how you're fixing feedback that is not so good. People want to see that as well,
especially
the tone.
That's why I'm asking the question. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so with our reviews and just including a little bit of our video marketing strategy is don't forget to try to incorporate a lot more videos with whatever it is that you are doing. So in terms of maybe swap one week, you have like a static customer review. And if you can get very short video reviews of your customers, include those as well. That will go a far distance in terms of impressing your followers. You might also want to think about, we were talking about product and service posts, to include videos of products and also services. So static and video, we need to be thinking about both with more dominance on video nowadays. Mm. That's really, we need to be obsessing about it because that's how far behind most of us are. Mm. Content repurposing, that's another really, really nice theme and a quick win, something to save you time and money even as a theme within your content planning. You could also, and this is really cool because it actually cuts down on a lot of the phone calls that are coming in. Remember how you were talking about Chinese water torture?
Mm, mm.
So you could have these headings and posts within these headings that you would be publishing into your various feeds about us, what we do, how it works, meet the team, show nice pictures of the team, just real people pictures, nice professional bust shots. You can get it done nicely so it's all matching. Answers to frequently asked questions. Did you know top tips relating to your products and services? And just know for the informational ones, for example, about us, what we do, how it works, answers to FAQs. The more of those you put into your feed, I promise you, you will lessen your calls.
Mm.
People that just keep phoning with the same questions think, oh, we actually need to have a series of posts about this and it will stop.
Okay.
Top tips, unique selling points. What makes your business number one? And bring those through the feed.
Rory says he loves a good bust shot.
He loves a good bust shot. That's funny. We're not referring to those in the feed, although that would get a lot of engagement. That would go viral. That would go viral.
Okay, Rory, I'm going to take a photograph of my bust and you can.
And off you go. That's hilarious.
That'll destroy it there, the whole concept.
That is so funny. I should reword that in future. we also need to be creating engaging content, like ask your followers questions. And it's quite nice to see the information that they share with you. You can even create like little polls with them. But that's just a whole theme in itself, is to ask questions. Trending content, even for your videos, again, think about just unwrapping and unboxing short videos. For example, if you're a business that does installations, you know, just bring whatever it is that you're installing and give a before and after video. And that can be all uploaded as reels on TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and also Instagram and Facebook Stories. And then on a Monday, we generally have something that's a little bit more lighthearted. Maybe it's humor you want to post that's relevant for the products or the services that you offer, or a bit of motivation and inspiration that also ties in nicely with the products and the services that you offer. Those are pretty much all of the themes that I could find and that we actually implement ourselves in our feed and that of our digital agency customers. But here's an idea that I'm going to share in closing. So how about creating, digging deep and creating 90 posts? Just, you could do 30, 60 or 90 posts, but like really just go for it. Create 90 posts in bulk upfront and have each theme with a different branded template of your business or whatever products it is that you sell. And then you schedule those into your feed. It will give you, if you're posting from a Monday to Friday, it will give you 4.5 months worth of consistent posts. Mm. So you load that in up into your feed, your scheduler, either monthly or sometimes when I'm watching TV, I can go as far as 3 months and just get it all in. Mm. And then you literally just put it on a loop. So it's just looping. You just keep posting this bulk amount of 90 posts into your feed on rotation. No one is ever going to scroll back as far back as like 4.5 months to go, oh, wow, you're copying. You're just posting the same thing.
No.
So once it's in your scheduler, that's all you ever have to do apart from getting customer pictures and creating maybe some nice testimonials or these unwrapping like little short videos that we do on a Tuesday and a Thursday, depending how much content we can get from our customers. That's the only thing you need to worry as a business owner who's managing this as a small business.
Yeah, it gives you time to work on your business, and this is an automated process. Two questions. One, the automated scheduling, there are platforms we have spoken, just starting to refresh people's minds, where you can do this if you're using Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. There are scheduling programs that will work.
There are,
Once and just...
So I find you can use the Facebook scheduler.
Mm.
Personally, I find it slightly glitchy and almost over-engineered. Mm. We use Zoho Social, but one of the other very big ones, which is super efficient, is Hootsuite.
Okay.
Hootsuite.com, and they also have a massive learning resource center where you can even do certifications and examinations for social media that I see employers asking for.
Mm.
So I would recommend Hootsuite, Zoho Social, and they all have free memberships, but know that if it's coming for free, then you're limited in terms of capabilities.
Yeah.
And I do find the Facebook one just glitchy and just a bit clunky.
So it's worthwhile investing. Hootsuite's not that expensive.
No.
And you'll recognize it because of the owl. It is a good platform.
You want it to be fast and seamless, and you don't want to have a headache.
Mm.
And I find often the free stuff is just hard to use.
Yeah. All right. So investing in your business means investing
in the right tools.
In the right thing. Okay. So the second question is, you say create these posts. How are you creating these posts? So if it's a static, what are you using? Is there special software for that?
Yes.
And when it comes to video, what are you using to create that? Unpack.
Canva.
Canva.
And I think we've spoken about Canva before.
Yeah.
So Canva is a tech tool that we use. We have their entry level paid for subscription. I don't use it. I'm a bit of a reprobate when it comes to anything design. So I kind of have the ideas and I know exactly what I want. And also the copy. I'm better kind of with words and call to actions and keywords and stuff. And then my colleague is more the design whiz. So she jumps onto Canva and there's literally all these different categories of perfectly specced templates that you can use for Facebook, for Instagram, for a cover slide on a reel. And you can go, if you're really good with design, you can rip it apart and kind of start from scratch. If you're pathetic like I am when it comes to design stuff, you can choose from hundreds of thousands of templates that you would just need to change the writing and the price and maybe pop in a picture in the background of one of your products. So Canva is the tool to use for all of these posts.
Okay, now we have spoken about, we have had shows on what's free and how it'll work and all that type of stuff. And it's nice to have free stuff for the business that doesn't have the resources. But if you're a business that's growing and you're serious about your growth, maybe it's worthwhile just investing. These things are not hundreds and thousands of rand.
No.
Canva costs a couple of dollars a month. I think
ours is about, it's no more than $220 a month. And to be honest, I hope my tip-top designers are not listening to me, but if you're using a proper design company, it used to cost me a fortune because now you have to get external designers to do everything and they do it beautifully from scratch. So I use them for other things like a business card or a digital brochure or whatever. But when it comes to your everyday creatives that you need for social media and YouTube, etc., we just use Canva.
Okay. All right. So it's not that expensive.
No, it's massive cost saving.
And the other platform we mentioned was Hootsuite. That's also not expensive.
No, I don't believe so. Yeah. Especially, you know, when it comes to speed, like when I'm scheduling posts, it's like lightning. I do not have time to start fiddling with like glitches and bugs and slow.
I'd rather just pay. Which inevitably happens with the free versions.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so that's the advice that we've. Odette has given us the content and some valuable advice and tips, but those tips in isolation are not going to really work unless you're using the right platforms to get it out there.
Yeah, so I mean, for us, when it comes to content planning, I don't use any gimmicks. I use something simple as Word or Excel. Put all of your themes in there and then brainstorm the themes and just keep building up those themes with the headings and then the text and then start building the templates. It is a long and laborious process in the beginning, but I think you'll be grateful when it's all done and just off your desk. And then you can actually just stop thinking about social media so much.
Well, there's also a shortcut to this. If you're somebody who doesn't really think that way, if somebody, let's say for argument, somebody who is very good at garden service. They're very good at mowing the lawn and trimming the edges and making sure that that bush is in the right place and getting the right sun and all that kind of stuff. They may not necessarily be good at designing media, social media stuff.
Yes.
They can come to you.
Yes, okay. We can do it for you.
You can, and it's a fee that they will pay, a service that they will pay for.
Yes.
And when they do that, they subscribe to these things and you use the platform, basically. Or do you use your own platform?
Well, we would use our own platform because we can actually add customers to our scheduling platform. And it's a whole lot cheaper.
All right. So there we go. So if you're not the kind of person that is creative in terms of visually creative and all that, you may be the most creative garden landscaper, and you know, you're seeing things in a garden that most people wouldn't see and potential, but you might not be seeing that on a design.
Yes.
Then a company like that could come to you and you can put them, so literally put them on the map as far as their social media goes.
Yes, because, you know, we can give a better price because we're doing it in bulk rather than dribs and drabs.
Okay. So the bottom line here, folks, is if you don't want to do it yourself, speak to Odette. Which she's going to come and do for us because Google, whatever that
is not working. Yeah. We need to fix it.
We need to fix that. And she's very, very good at that. Now, thank you for that. Anything else?
Nope, that is it.
Okay, now, let me ask this question. COVID hit. You had an incredible platform called Celestial Gifts.
Yes.
Experiences.
Yes.
Okay. Celestial Gift Experience almost set a new benchmark in this country, certainly, if not in most places in the world in terms of experience and the purchasing of experiences. It's something that I know that you've worked on for 10 years. I actually watched you do it. I saw you building your business. I saw you sweating and fretting. I saw the successes that you have. Crying. Yeah, and I saw you investing lots of money in this, okay?
Yeah.
And you built it to something that was quite special. Then came COVID, and everything that you had on your website was pretty much dependent on people being able to get out and about.
Yeah, it was just non-existent.
It killed you, all right?
Yeah.
And, of course, you pivoted, and you've done what you needed to do.
Yes.
But Celestial Gifts, I'm doing this because somebody asked me the question. Celestial Gift Experiences.
Yes.
Is that still running?
Yes, most definitely.
And are you back to sort of going to those sort of, you can book a trip on a jumbo jet or whatever it is that you
So for us, interestingly, we are still limping along at about 50% of the turnover of where we used to be. We have lost, all of our corporate business because that's where we made 80% of our turnover was, you know, the
available schemes,
you know, incentives, rewards. You know, we were on all the different platforms for rewards and loyalty. So those, unfortunately, apart from eBucks, have not resurrected themselves at all. And we are focusing completely on the individual market. And we all know that you use the same energy to sell to one person as you do to sell 100 vouchers of the same thing.
Yeah.
So yes, our business is still running. We focus predominantly on, you know, anniversary, proposal, and milestone birthday packages, because the vouchers have become so expensive over the years. And I've noticed huge increases coming through this year because of the petrol price and all of the flights and track days that we do, that people are no longer, the consumer behavior has changed, because you would no longer go to our platform to buy a Mother's Day voucher.
No.
You would go to our platform for a 50th, though, or a 60th, where a group of people are now pooling their money to buy a 5,000 rand flight or that sort of thing.
Okay.
So that's how people are using the platform now, and it's still very much active.
All right. So people can go, that's just Celestial Gift Experiences. Google it, you're going to find it, and go and check it out. And refer people to it, because, you know, very often people will come. You know, Judy's birthday is coming up soon. Somebody says to me, what does Judy want for her birthday? I actually don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what she would want, okay? I know what I can get her, but I don't know what, you know, somebody else can get her. And maybe people can look at a platform like that and say, okay, look, we found this. It's good. If we split it up this much, we can all give her something like that. And I'm just using her as an example because her birthday happens to be coming up. But a anniversary celebration, a wedding, there you go.
An elopement.
An elopement, there we go.
Yeah, we do those as well. Hey, I was just trying it out and just happened to say I do as well.
Oh, I see. Is that what it is?
Because that's what happened.
For folks who don't know and haven't followed what Odette has done over the years, every single experience, she will not put that on the website unless she's been there, done it herself.
There you
go. Can confirm that it is safe, confirm that it is in fact fun, and confirm that it's worth the money. So that's how she does things. So she's got this thing called the bucket list. She calls herself the bucket list genie.
It's the worst job title ever, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, and out she goes. So the elopement package. Okay, so that's why.
Yes.
Okay, all right, we understand now.
Just
why.
Trying it out, and I just said I do as well.
Okay, well, there we go. All right. So, folks, I'm encouraging you to go and have a look at Celestial Gift Experiences. It is really something quite special. And I'm also encouraging you, if you need digital marketing assistance, this is the lady to speak to.
Thank you, Richard. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to go now.
I'm just thinking about our next conversation, I think, is going to be about Reels.
Reels?
Yes.
Okay.
TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and Instagram Reels.
Reels? Are they called
this
Reels?
This is for real. We're going to talk about Reels.
All right. Make a note.
I will.
We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you for having me.
We love you madly. And again, congratulations
to you
and Mike. I know you'll be happy.
Yes.
Folks, that's been Odette Butcher on Digital Transformation Online. And Judy's saying she was just getting excited about her birthday. And if you want to get hold of her, 084-811-9163. And if you just go along, you've got that on your WhatsApp. You've got all that.
Yes.
What's it? Link pile or whatever. Link tree. All that
Link
stuff.
Link tree, yes.
You can get all of her stuff over there. Odette, thanks. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Richard.
And go back to your honeymoon now. Yeah. Off you go.
Take care.
Bye.